Ferrari were shepherd bagpipers and shawm players. These men would descend from the Italian mountains into the towns and cities below in the weeks before Christmas to play their simple folk music in order to raise money for the hard winter months ahead. In the 19th century, Abbé Orsini described this Advent tradition. "It is a spectacle at once edifying and picturesque to see a street in Rome brilliantly lit by thousands of lights before the street shrines, like the fireflies of Italy, and resounding with rustic music of the Pifferari. At all times these mountain musicians assemble at a great concourse of people at the foot of the Madonnas, especially in Advent, for they seem anxious to introduce by their rural airs the Feast of the Shepherds, the most holy night of Christmas." This all sounds really enchanting, but Pifferari could also be a nuisance, as the French writer Stendhal, living in Milan in the 19th century, recorded. "The Pifferari have been waking us up at 4 in the morning. It is enough to make a man hate music. They even introduce lyrics questioning the virtue of the wives of those who fail to give them donations." The sound of the Pifferari influenced many Baroque composers in their Christmas music. A pastoral style was used with a drone in the bass representing the drone of a bagpipe and a gently swaying Siciliano rhythm on top. The Christmas music of Vivaldi and Corelli features this style, as does the pastoral in Handel's Messiah. Here, though, is a lesser-known work, the Sinfonia per Santissimo Natale by Giovanni Valentini. I'm going to play two movements for you today, the Andante and the Allegro. In the Andante, you'll hear the drone in the lower strings. This is performed by Cappella Gabetta under Andre Gabetta. That was Valentini's Sinfonia Santissimo Natale, the Andante and Allegro, performed by Cappella Gabetta under Andre Gabetta. To hear this again, please go to the FMR website, click on Podcasts, Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.